The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Yes, and Nathan's at the helm. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
It's Monday, the 27th of February.
Wow.
Woo. Oh, sorry.
Month is almost over.
Yeah, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
All right, so
Nathan,
day of the week, I walked in and he goes, ooh, this is going to be a good...
Wickedness
in his eyes. What's going on?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Well, of course, it's National Retro Day, so I had to go with that one. It's also
Retro Day.
Right. It's also National Strawberry Day, National Polar Bear Day.
Oh, polar bears.
And National Kalula Day.
Kalula.
Kalua.
Like Kalua, the drink?
The drink.
The coffee liqueur.
The kind you put in your coffee.
Okay, so when I was performing a lot in Vegas in my early, beginning of my legal days, when you go to the shows, you'd have to do, the 2-drink minimum. And you said, see a dinner show. Kalua coffee. I mean, Keoki coffee was what I would drink then. Be up all night. And Keoki.
Yeah.
2 Keoki coffees by the time you got to the second one. It was cold, but.
You couldn't even drink when you first joined the You weren't supposed to.
I don't think, we have so much to discuss this morning.
Okay,
first of all, let's go with the weather. But, the politically correctedness. We would have had Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra and they would have all been like, you would have never had these great songs. It would have never been tongue-in-cheek. God forbid Cole Porter.
Yeah.
Double entendre. Oh, my God. What do you mean by that? I'm livid about it.
By the way, it's open line Monday. So if you've got something you'd like to talk about,
What did you used to say? You got something?
Got something stuck in your craw? Here's your chance.
That's what you used to say it like with this just mighty me, mighty to me.
You got something stuck in your craw, let everybody know what it is.
Yeah. All right. So rain, snow, and breezy, then rain today with... 41, there's a wind advisory and a winter weather advisory as well, it looks like, between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m., then a chance of rain after 1. Some thunder is also possible, and highs near 41. We may have 15 to 22 miles per hour.
Did you say rain today?
Yes, with gusts up to about 34.
Okay.
So we have rain, snow, breezy, then rain, snow, likely. That's like everything you could possibly imagine except for sunshine. And tonight will be overnight lows of 30, again, in that very cold weather. 40 to 80% chance of rain and snow tonight. 100% to 70% chance of rain and snow, then showers tomorrow at 48. Overnight lows, listen to these lows, folks, 24 tomorrow night. Frost, then sunny on Wednesday with a high of 51, overnight lows of 26. Thursday, high 54, overnight lows of 32. So we have these freezing temperatures at night. So, you went out yesterday. And the weather, weather's brought to you by, always when we read the weather, we partnered with Shasta Gas Propane, a wonderful company out of Anderson, the Kinney family, doing great work. Also, angel investors in many ways. They do all kinds of charity work. And the reason I say that is because they're kind of unsung heroes in many ways. So we love the fact that we know them personally. We respect and appreciate their service, that they're service-oriented family in many ways. So that is Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, 365-3793. I'm sure they're totally busy right now.
Oh, my God.
With all the propane tanks, running out. I need you.
Well, they have a system that they can put on a propane tank that sends them a signal when that propane tank starts getting low, like under half, so that they can come out and fill those tanks automatically. Veteran-owned business, all those things. Okay, now. I want to talk about yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday. As you know, I'm involved with the Jake turkey hunting program. And Jakes are yearling turkeys. Those are ones that, you know, were born, and this is their first year, and have little bitty beards. So Ted Leidy, I shouldn't say we, Ted Leidy started this program years ago. And what it does, it takes kids from the ages of like 11 through 16, and we take them out hunting.
With their first time. Or a guardian.
Right. First time turkey hunting. Their parent comes with them, and then a hunt leader. And then we take them out. We hunt on ranches in the area around here. And people will let us hunt on their property when they won't let other people hunt because it's for the kids. And yesterday, in the rain, we had 17 young men and women come out, the hunt leaders, the parents, volunteers. Candy Muse, who is big and is a strong member of the National Wild Turkey Foundation, and she runs it out here for the big banquet. Anyway, Candy brings the food, which is hamburgers and hot dogs.
Oh, my gosh.
Next year after this in the rain, we may just do Subway sandwiches or Jersey Mike's or something. Jerry Hill cooks. He was late today because he was calving, and he had to pull a calf out that was had turned around.
Oh, so my gosh.
He said it just took him forever, but he got the calf out. Calf's fine. So all these people show up. All the hunt leaders and volunteers showed up at 8. Kids show up at 9 with their families. One family drives from Burlingame, California, down by across the road and up the hill from the San Francisco airport. And this is his second son he's brought up.
That he's brought up. Can I interject for a second? We were out to dinner with some friends on Saturday night, and this call started coming in right before we left. Is this going to happen? Because it's going to storm. It's
going
to storm.
It's going.
And Ted Leidy, the incredible leader he is, said absolutely. Because guess what? When you go out to turkey, now when you say hunt, can you share with our listeners a little bit that you guys go into these blinds, you have to set your blinds up, and you're with these kids and an adult.
Well, yesterday we had 5 different stations. One is a trap shoot, and because of the rain, we took it down to 3 shells. But that's 15 times they shoot on a trap range. Then we had them sit down, and we brought out candy, and then there was a couple that came out to pop-ups. So the kids shooting in the patterns were sitting under a pop-up, and you pattern your shotgun, you show them where to aim, and then we see where they're hitting. You know, some of them may need 2, 3, 4 shots, some on 1. 2 at the most. The trap, shooting trap, you're out in the rain with the volunteers. And then they go to a turkey biology class.
Oh, cool.
That teaches you everything you ever want to know. Kevin Tedder did that. And then Clint taught the turkey calls. He had all the kids out there doing turkey calls. And I taught blind etiquette and what to do on that day, what to expect that day.
And what is
and camouflage.
That? Can you give just like a little
well,
quick
what peek? It is if you use a blind, the you'll tell the young hunters what it's going to look like, what I do. And I said, everybody does it a little bit different, but this is essentially you've got to get out of the truck or car. You move to the blind, and I'll take my hunter and her father out there early, so they can see what it looks like, see what the ground's out, because I'm going to be out there a couple of times for sure. The blind will be set up. We go in, tell them to bring a little chair or stool they can sit on, because they're the primary person in that blind. Her guardian or parent and I, we're stuffed in there, but the hunter has the primo spot because the hunter's shooting. Tell them what to expect, what happens, safety. How we take the shotguns, what to do there. And then we talk about camouflage because turkeys got incredible eyesight in hearing. If they see anything out of the ordinary, they're gone. Mm-hmm. Then what happens if you don't have a blind and how you have to sit in the woods, and that's why you need that cushion, preferably waterproof, that they can sit on. Now, thing went off with all, that rain and cold. Those kids were safe. They had a great time. The parents did. I can't say enough to, about Candy Muse and all the volunteers, Will and Seth and Philip, Kevin, all of those people that helped. Anyway, it was a great event, and we're going to be hunting in a couple weeks. And then after that, we have our Jake tournament. Or, not tournament, Jake,
banquet.
Where everybody goes in there and, has a great time. We have turkey call contests, you know, for the kids. So anyway, that's the Jake program.
Yeah.
And Ted, when he started this, he did it because he thought, you know, it was a good thing. And he ends up winning a national award. They fly him to,
Nashville,
and he wins an award for his efforts on starting this Jake turkey program
for the youth
in California.
For the youth.
For the youth. Okay, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
What I've got, they used to call the blues.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hopper with the hop. Where's the app for the cool and the music is the with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps, open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Woo. Here on Monday, the 27th, 7:20 in the morning. It is 39 degrees and raining. The weather rock is wet. This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. Let me tell you about BNT Satellite. Besides being Redding's dish premier retailer, this is the kind of guy Doug Tooley is. We've been, as you know, we've been having problems with our satellite dish. He was out here Saturday at noon. With the sun, they readjusted it, and you want to have over a 10 on your reception strength. And due to problems with the satellite dish, ours was, on one of them, it was like 2. That was one of the problems. So, by the time he was finished, we're up to 13 and 14 on the dish, coming in on 2 different receivers. That's the kind of work he does on a Saturday at noon. He can do the same thing for you. He can make your dish experience outstanding. Don't call the 800 number. No, stay local. Buy local. Call 530-241-DISH. 530-241-3474. Call Doug Tooley at BNT Satellite. It's a veteran-owned business, and he's just a great guy. Okay, James Bond.
I'm having a heart palpitation issue this morning with I'm reading these things and I'm trying not to be angry about it. And I understand that we're culturally trying to be all inclusive, and that's important. But when we think about eras, and I love the fact that with TCM, you have all these different hosts that come on and talk about, the films of their time, including an African American woman. I can't think of her name right now, who's brilliant. Of course, she's a doctor of this and film and so on and so forth, and talks about these films that were blackface. And rather than eradicate them, it's an educational aspect, and it's great to hear it from her perspective about this kind of thing. So, do we just want to completely eradicate anything that would have been of a period of time? That means forget about all the movies on TCM, forget about anything with Dean Martin, and it had to do anything with, when I was with the Gold Diggers. My God, should we take a poster down that's a little cheeky here on the wall? Because I'm a woman in my 60s and I grew up in the 70s, I think of some of the tongue-in-cheek double entendres. If you think of Sonny and Cher, they're all Don Rickles. How many times did I see this guy perform live? George Carlin. The comedians who did their own thing, beat to their own drum. So according to the headlines today, and Sue was talking about it, and I twisted my head, I think it still hurts, James Bond has been censored, not stirred. Anybody listening, how does this make you feel? A report indicates that Ian Fleming's James Bond books have been rewritten to accommodate 21st century sensitivities, removing a number of racial references ahead of the 70th anniversary of this spring, the Sunday Telegraph reported. The Casino Royale to Octopussy will be released this spring after Ian Fleming's publications, the company that owns the literary rights to Fleming's work. The news comes amid increased scrutiny in the publishing industry, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The books were written at a time when terms and attitudes which might be considered offensive by modern readers were commonplace. A number of updates have been made in this edition while keeping as close as possible of the original text in the period in which it is set. All right.
Well, it's the same thing as everything, because now they want to rewrite that. So,
Maybe it's cold outside. It's not allowed on certain.
Did it say they're going to rewrite the books?
Yeah, it's a re-edited for the 70th editions that are coming out. That would be like
re-edit it.
Yes.
Well, I can't wait till they do Huckleberry Finn, Tom Sawyer, Catcher in the Rye. So the publishers themselves are changing things about the book because it doesn't fit today's mores, right? Well, then you're going to see what? Movies from the 50s and 60s, instead of just being a warning that you could put on a book that says, you know, scenes in here were from that time, you know, could be culturally insensitive or sexually insensitive, you know, whatever. So they're just going to rewrite it. You know, to me, this is incredible that we're reaching this point. And it's not us, and it's not the people that are old enough to read and understand what's going on. It's the ones that are like 3, 4, or 5. They're never going to read the James Bond books, even though James Bond is going to be still going after, by the time in another 20 or 30 years, James Bond will go forever, probably. Unlike Dilbert. Now, Dilbert's one of my favorite comic strips, because he pokes fun at the business, at, you know, what happens in business and decisions bosses make that are just incredibly, you know, wrong. My fear always on a Monday morning was having a Dilbert cartoon cut out and left on my desk. And then I'd go, is that me? But Scott Adams, who has his own little podcast, said something to the effect that when he talked about how there was a Rasmussen survey, which he said shows nearly half of all black people do not agree with the phrase, it's okay to be white. And, you know, just the phrase itself, that was wrong. That was wrong. Oh, it's okay to be white. Well, if it's okay to be, I'm not even sure where the problem was, except, oh, well, white nationalists took that as their theme. Did they? Well, isn't it okay to be white? Is it okay to be black? Is it okay to be Native American, Asian, what else, Hispanic? Everything in between? Isn't it okay to be that way? Is it okay to be gay? Isn't it okay to be straight? It's okay to be straight. You know, those things. Anyway, so what he said, though, what Adams went on to say, I would say based on the current way things are going, the best advice I would give to white people is to stay the hell away from black people. Whoa. Yeah. Anyway, that little one, he did. He stepped all over it. So what's happened, though, is that he's been canceled. His distributor canceled him. The Record Searchlight canceled him. Well, Record Searchlight didn't, but Gannett canceled him, along with everybody else. So I would say, not everybody else, but I would say most. I would say that the chances of reading a Dilbert comic strip after another couple of weeks, because a lot of them are printed up already, is going to be hard. So, and as you said, well, he'll just make millions by doing his Dilbert books and continue to sell them. Because I would say 90% of the people, maybe even more, don't even know about this.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they're just going to call in and say, what happened to Dilbert? And the Record Searchlight will say, we've been canceled by the Gannett. Mm-hmm. And that's all they'll say. You know, and we're not carrying him anymore. That's all they'll say. I got upset with the Record Searchlight, and it wasn't even their fault, because, you know, everything in that Searchlight comes from Gannett.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not all the stories, but most of them. They took the crossword puzzles on Sundays, which, you know, I enjoy crossword puzzles, and it has the answer at the bottom, you know, so you would be able to do the crossword puzzle and then check and see how well you did.
Mm-hmm.
They changed it to crossword puzzles there, but the answer's the next Sunday.
Oh,
it totally just, it moved my cheese.
Yeah.
It moved my cheese like you cannot believe. I called them. I talked to Jenny, the editor. Jenny, I support you guys. I said, why, you know, What's going on with the crossword puzzle? I can handle the paper shrinking to 8 pages
and
on
Sundays. And the parade
Sundays.
Is no longer.
Parade's not
there. What happened
there?
There?
I said, at least you still have the, you know, the comic strips and this, but, you know, and I read the paper from front page to the want ads. I like doing that. But why did you do that to the
crossword?
And she said, well, we didn't.
Yeah. It comes from above.
It comes from above.
We just print.
It comes from above.
We just, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, let's take an early break on that note. This portion of the show is brought to you by.
I think it's brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank.
I like that. Cornerstone Community Bank. A community bank. We bank with them, of course. They've got beautiful, beautiful locations. And you can tell that the people that work there love what they do. Great leadership. 3 branches serving Shasta, Riverside Way in Red Bluff. Cypress Avenue at Hempstead, and let's see, I know there's one in Anderson. Where is that? Okay, and Hartnell. We'll be right back after these messages.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today, and they've just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new homestyle side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
I'm only happy when it
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. No, you can keep playing it while I'm talking.
All right.
Kind of like, you know, put it down a bit. Yeah, there you go. Hey, today's the 27th of February. It's 39 degrees out there, and this is going to be the warmest for the next couple of days. Tomorrow it's going to be down in the 20s, tomorrow night, and then Wednesday it's going to be down in the 20s. So this is why I'm mentioning Crackmaster windshield repair. If you've got a chip on your windshield and, you know, there's water in it because it's been raining, and then it freezes, that could take that crack, or it could take that chip into a crack overnight. Well, Crackmaster windshield repair. And Jeff Wurst will fix that. He'll fix that chip and cracks up to 2.5 feet in length too. But get those chips fixed on your car, truck, RV. And he is truly a master. If you're not sure, take your car or take your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis. He's offering that. Give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Tell him what's going on, and he'll give you the best advice. This guy is a pro, and it's a veteran-owned business, and he's a great guy. 7:35 in the morning, and let's go back to James Bond. He was shaken. His books have just been shaken, not stirred.
Right.
So they've taken off the, they said they're going to re-edit his books to make them more palatable for today's society, which is essentially what they're saying, and which I think is a load of crap. It is just a load
of
crap.
Well, they're removing
Instead of putting a disclaimer,
on the front of it, they're removing a number of racial references ahead of the 70th anniversary.
And now it's 10 pages long.
How about sexual?
Right.
You know, the guy, you know, I remember what he said in one of them was.
Can you say it on the air?
Well, yeah. He just said that he didn't date married women, or he didn't date single women.
Oh.
He dated married women.
Oh, dear.
Because he didn't have any entanglements.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, see? But see, that's in there. By the way, Ian Fleming was a part of an Operation Mincemeat in World War II that had a significant impact on the landing in Sicily. He was part of that group that put together a deception using a body that they found and planted secret papers on it, made it look so real that the Germans, when they got the information, and they had to shepherd it in, that the Germans shifted their troop movements to Greece, which made the landings in Sicily a lot easier. Ian Fleming is one of the ones that wrote that back when he was a Navy officer during World War II.
Well, according to this article that we've been talking about, you know, of course I like to read down to see, you know, what are the comments. One that came in said, I have many copies of each Bond book, several editions for many years. This will only increase the value of them. Fleming used language from his time as a white British writer, but he was never racist in his words. This is according to this particular person. The words were never challenged because those who would be offended did not have the platform to do so. The plots and subjects will not change, just a few old-timing words most of us no longer use.
You know, it's okay. Well, then let's do that to Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain. One, as some people say, it's the greatest novel ever written. How about Tom Sawyer? How about any of the ones from those days? Yes, some of the terms are offensive, and they, you know, and they are. But it gives a depiction of reality of what was going on in that era. Put your disclaimers on it. So, you know, some people will be offended by the words in here. Okay. Catcher in the Rye.
That's what it says. To Kill a Mockingbird. Lady Chatterley's Lover. How about Mark Twain? Joseph Conrad and The Sun Also Rises.
Yeah. Ernest Hemingway. I mean, where are we going to go with this? Oh, it'll just be these, you know, words, descriptive words. Well, then it becomes, well, this theme. This theme really isn't what we want to hear. Men, you know, men just sleeping with women and treating them as sexual objects.
Here's a guy that says this goes too far. Books are timepieces that reflect
Yes.
The time they were written.
Those little hand movements are to Nathan.
Okay. To alter them is a crime. Should we rewrite Caesar, Shakespeare, or any other writer just because they don't reflect our culture? This is offensive.
Keep it going, buddy.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so what else can we change? Like, Shakespeare.
I don't know. Okay, enough. We can't, you know.
Any of these things we talk about,
and be like,
my friend, just
another
keep finding themes and playing them in there because it's going to keep going. Because this has gotten to the point. You know, I really like what they did at Turner Classic Movies. Instead of just not playing the movies, and if you look at every movie you watch now, up in the upper left, you know, while it's mm-hmm. telling you what the title is, there is disclaimers. Last night, language, smoking,
sexual content,
brief nudity. Brief
nudity.
Some violence. I mean, it just goes on and on. So it warns everybody this is going to be in there. And if it triggers your little snowflake souls, don't watch it. You know?
Okay.
It's a good thing that I'm buying 5,000 acres in Montana. And I'm going to fence it.
For your horse?
For you. For me. For me, Linda, the horse.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ted and Lisa and Linda's parents. You're welcome.
Our compound.
I don't care, you know. We just got to have the one thing in mind is that we're all Americans and that we want the government off our back.
There was an interesting article.
And I'm tired of the woke. There'll be no wokeism.
You know how there was, and I couldn't quite.
I may make it into a state.
Open it up about wealthy preppers moving to California.
To California?
Yeah, wealthy preppers, like wealthy people
to
that are
California?
Moving to California for some reason. I couldn't get into the article, but that was one of the captions.
Are you sure it was California?
Yes, California. Throughout, you know, people who can build the
there was a there
the
was
bomb
a, okay,
shelter.
There was a great article on Silicon Valley, and the guy wrote from both sides. Silicon Valley, which is the source of much of the wealth in California, and yet how they censor things and how they take control and how they children are being opened up to things they shouldn't be. So we should really, you know, come down on the tech companies. Well, but then the tech companies have jobs and all this. Oh yeah, it was a good, you know, it went both sides on it, which is unusual in the paper anyway, lately. But it did. It went hit both sides, and it was like, this is why it's good for California. This is why Silicon Valley, the tech companies are bad for people and bad for the nation. But in California, so.
All right, so I kind of want to do a little bit of a tribute to somebody who, you know, we kind of know this family through, well, Steve Carlton was her brother. So when Steve was DA.
Former DA. Yeah, DA here twice.
He would come on the show, and we always liked Steve. And we actually live in their old family home. And so it's very much a legacy. Judge Carlton. Well, Lynn Bigelow, rest in peace, Lynn Bigelow. And I didn't realize that she passed. And, of course, there were these huge obituaries in the Searchlight over the weekend. And Molly Bigelow, the judge Bigelow, is her daughter. And she did so much for the Democratic Party, very involved in the community. And I always enjoyed when I would see her at events. So, you know, rest in peace, Lynn Carlton Bigelow.
If you watched the San Antonio Livestock Show and Rodeo, they had the Clydesdales out. And one of the things the Clydesdale do is, you know, they say how they would back them into, like, to be loaded. And the the horses literally sidestepped
yes.
around. Well, in San Antonio at the show, they mm-hmm. started sidestepping, and then the front two turned back into the team.
Right.
They all got tangled. One of the horses went down, and as this was happening, you should have seen all the handlers come running out.
Yeah.
And they're trying to stop them. Well, they got them unhitched, but there was one Clydesdale that was on the ground laying there. And so everybody's like, oh, gosh. And it's just laying there, and they're petting it. And then they get him up on his knees, and they're pushing him. And he's just kind of looking around, and he stands up, and he's bouncing around. So okay. It was like, okay, I've had enough of this.
He just went, yeah.
So, and they got him off. So, but none of the horses were injured. But it was, if you saw it, they just turned right into each other. And that's how fast something can go bad. One of these things. All right, got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's dry in there, so if you're driving around, it's just going to Four Winds Jewelry. And the first thing you'll say is, wow, what a great selection of jewelry here. Everything from a Native American to specially designed pieces at fair prices and great, great value. They can fix your watch in a minute. Come in there for your battery changes, watch repair, anything. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back.
But the fire is so delightful, and since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Yes, we are here. We were here Friday in the snow, giving snow reports of all the, where all the snow was.
Wow, it's hard to imagine,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We look out there now and it's clean.
It's still, I don't know, did it say anything about snow or just said it was going to be cold? But if it's in the 20s and it's raining, it's going to be...
It said rain, snow, breezy, then rain, snow, likely, high of 41, with overnight lows of 30 tonight. Now, tomorrow night is slight chance of rain, snow, then frost with their overnight lows of 24 and Wednesday night overnight lows of 26.
If it's raining, it's got to be snowing if it's that cold.
In some places,
however,
people,
by the way, people who think they're all-wheel drive cars can get them through things, let me dissuade you of that. An all-wheel drive car is good, you know, and dry and wet. Maybe a little bit of snow. But let me tell you, nothing takes the place of a four-wheel drive when the snow's on the streets and they haven't shoveled it, and especially on corners where it gets big and slushy. Yes, ask me about that one.
Well, I will tell you, my all-wheel drive Cadillac that I used to have took me up through the snow into Reno and Tahoe. And I didn't have a problem why others were. I don't know if it was just that particular heaviness of the car.
Did you have
or how
snow
was,
tires on?
No.
Did you? It was during the. It was. You know what? It was during the James Bond time.
I guess
before
it was.
Nick. Yeah. Good morning. What do you want, Nick?
I want you to send me some money. Can you send me some money, Carl?
Speaking of which, have you paid me for this month?
Absolutely. I
know
have.
You have. I know you
no,
have.
Go ahead.
I've got a no-wheel drive car for the snow. I stay home. I'm not scared of my driving. I'm scared of the other people's driving.
Yeah, that's true.
So what I've got in mind here, Carl, you're always talking about a good guy with a gun, but you don't give us statistics. I stumbled across a guy named John Lott. Have you heard of him?
John Lott. Yeah.
L-O-T-T.
Yeah.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay, yesterday on Poke the Hornet's Nest with Doug Jenke, we did a little bit about the Second Amendment deal that went on at the supervisors' meeting.
Yep.
And I played two clips from John Lott showing where a good guy with a gun stopped a bad guy with a gun. And I would challenge you to play this to your listeners. I mean,
I have no problem with that, except here's the thing is I've talked for years. And I continue to beat that drum that the Center on Disease Control does not really keep statistics on how many times a person with a gun stopped a crime from happening without using the gun. How many, and they figure it's into the millions at this point where a person either showed a gun or they presented the gun and it stopped whatever was going on. And then they reholster it, and what we tell people, if you ever have to do that to protect yourself, you immediately call the police. Let the police make a report of it. But there's no nationwide way of gathering that information. So I'm thoroughly believe that there's millions of times people will use a firearm. It's never fired.
Well,
but
I
it
don't
stops
care
the engagement.
Fired or not, if it stops a crime.
That's right. We don't care. We don't care.
Anyway, if you went to Poke the Hornet's Nest episode yesterday and fast-forwarded to 34 minutes and 45 seconds, you'll hear some startling statistics. One of them was 60%. If you take out the no-gun zones, 60% of the time the crime was stopped by a good guy with a gun. You should listen to that at the news break and perhaps put it on your show.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
You too. I thoroughly believe people should be able to protect themselves. You know, if everybody in this in our people know I teach concealed carry, I would offer classes to everybody in our office if they wanted at reduced prices. If they wanted to, if they, you know, they go through the school, they go through the training, they get their certificate. I have no problem with people carrying. And there, you know what, my friends, there are a lot of people carrying out there that you don't know. Like, if was I carrying Saturday night at dinner? See? Other things. So, and we've been places where people have said to us, they're glad that I was carrying because of incidents that were happening. And then they all went out and got their concealed carry permit. So, no, I'm all for the fact of being able to protect yourself. The Second Amendment resolution, it'll be interesting to see what happens. It was 2-2. It'll be interesting to see what happens when it comes up again in a couple weeks. There were people from both sides. If you haven't watched the Board of Supervisors meeting, there were people from both sides that had very, very passionate, well-thought-out comments on it, from both sides. So, anyway, Shasta County Health and Human Services are going to ask the supervisors to close the Opportunity Center. So you're asking yourself, what's the Opportunity Center? The Opportunity Center is a place where people could go for training, mm-hmm. and it was however, it has become it's suffering from financial instability. They predicted the center's expenses will exceed its revenue by more than $1 million during the 2022-2023 year. It provides job training for Shasta County residents with disabilities. It would allow the relinquishing the Opportunity Center would allow us a state-funded regional agency to assign the program to a new provider. Health and Human Services are going to report on this at the next board on February 28th. They're going to ask the supervisor to shut down the program by June 30th. After closely examining the OC's lack of client referrals and increased costs, it's Shasta County's best financial option. Mismanagement due to poor financial, there's a reason for the agency's deficit. Minimum wage increases, rising costs for staff salaries, benefits administration, fewer referrals during the COVID pandemic, disinterest in blue collar jobs and other issues. So, continued loans are not feasible according to the, Health and Human Services here in Shasta County. All right.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, financial mismanagement, does that mean at a higher level or our level?
What do you think?
Well, could be.
I mean.
Could be down here. We'll find out. That's a interesting, where Health and Human Services is the one that's asking. Regardless of how we got here, we're working together for a smooth transition, making sure to take care of staff and clients. So what it'll be, it's going to hopefully transfer to another agency. We'll do a better job. Is there a million over the budget?
Jeez.
Okay.
What are you going to do with that?
There's revelations.
Okay, you go. Well, I mean,
because we got another hour, and I'll save this one about the COVID and where it started. Did it come from a lab leak? We'll start that.
Oh boy!
After the
okay,
news.
Well, that's a headline too. But you know, one of the articles that you know because you were involved, and I just want to drive this home. Because you were there when the girls were walking down the street with their blue fingers because they were liberated enough at that moment that they could vote.
In Iraq, yeah. No, that was in Iraq.
In Iran, there are news articles coming out that they're poisoning girls who want to go to school.
In Iran or
In Iran.
Or Afghanistan.
In Iran.
in Iran?
Yes.
Because, you know, Afghanistan, the Taliban has cut back on all their schooling. No colleges, no universities. The forced marriages are back. The Taliban have taken Afghanistan, which at its very best was maybe the 19th century, back to the 12th century. Single-handedly, they've done that. And after all of the lives and the money spent, and it's not just United States, the Russians got thoroughly trounced there, thoroughly trounced. The Afghans are not going to it's their country. But the things they do are incredibly medieval. We got to take a break, and we'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The feds say shipments of contaminated waste and tainted water from the site of the fiery Ohio train wreck will resume today. The material to be sent to two sites in Ohio. An EPA official says some of the liquid waste will be taken to an underground injection well in Vickery, the solid waste to go to an incinerator in East Liverpool. There has been a back and forth over the administration's response to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Republican Congressman Michael McCaul, chair of the House Foreign Relations Committee, tells ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos that the Biden team should quit dithering over fighter jets for Ukraine.
I don't think it's off the table. I think with enough pressure from Congress on both sides of the aisle, we can get into Ukraine what they really need to win this fight. Otherwise, what are we doing in Ukraine?
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan defends the administration against charges it has been too slow in supplying the right kind of weaponry to Ukraine.
It's our job to figure out, morning, noon, and night, what does the Ukrainian army need on those front lines, and how do we get it to them as rapidly as possible? And we have moved with unprecedented speed and at unprecedented scale.
Sullivan on NBC's Meet the Press. Where did COVID-19 originate? A subject of much debate and finger-pointing in the past few years. Now, a report that the Department of Energy concludes the virus did indeed leak from a lab in Wuhan, China. The Wall Street Journal had the story initially, citing a classified intelligence report delivered to members of Congress as well as the Biden administration. Crews continue working to get the lights back on across parts of Michigan amid power outages caused by last week's major ice storm. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 191 points, the NASDAQ trading 103 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Ukraine's military says Russia is using exploding drones in fresh attacks on several regions of the country.
Ukraine's general staff says its forces have shot down 11 out of 14 Iranian-made Shahed drones, the Kyiv Regional Administration adding that 9 Shaheds were downed overnight around the capital. Meanwhile, Ukraine's presidential office says that at least 2 civilians have been killed and 9 others wounded by Russian attacks during the past 24 hours. Intense fighting has continued around Bakhmut, Avdiivka, and Volodar in Donetsk, where Ukrainian towns face relentless Russian shelling. Ukraine's governor there, Pavlo Krylenko, says Russia has actively used aircraft and heavy artillery to strike peaceful cities. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN is seeking $4.3 billion at a donors' conference in Geneva aimed at alleviating the suffering of millions in war-torn Yemen. News and analysis at townhall.com. Union Pacific may replace its CEO later this year.
The action comes after a hedge fund that holds a $1.6 billion stake in the railroad went public with its concerns about his leadership. Sorbonne Capital Partners says the railroad has lagged behind its peers during Lance Fritz's tenure over the last 8 years. Hedge fund urged the railroad to hire its former chief operations officer, Jim Vena, who helped overhaul Union Pacific's operations several years ago. But the railroad's board praised Fritz Sunday and said it's working with a leadership consultant to identify the best candidates for the job. Jason Walker reporting.
A SpaceX launch that was to have sent four astronauts to the International Space Station was a no-go early this morning. There was a last-minute technical glitch. There's no word on when they might try again. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Monday, the 27th of February, 8:05 in the morning. Nathan's at the helm here, making sure we're on.
Good morning.
And good morning, buddy. And we found out that it's National Strawberry Day, National, what was the other one?
Polar Bear Day.
Mm.
Yeah, we are
Retro Day. We ought to pull up some facts about polar bears. Did you see where that some polar bears went into a village in Alaska and killed one or two people and just terrorized the village till a hunter got out there and it was one bear. And shot the bear. Finally killed the bear, but they had already killed a couple people at that point. And that's got to be rare. So it could be it's a food thing or whatever. But anyway, it's 8:06 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Linda's got the weather.
Well, the polar bear is the most powerful predator on ice.
Oh, yeah. You know, things are huge.
They're actually classified as marine mammals.
Yeah, well, they swim. They've seen them 50 miles out at sea.
Spent most of their lives on the sea ice of the Arctic. Fascinating. But I just think that, you know, when the animals roam the earth and man would create these cities and we try to hunt and keep the animals out, but it's kind of like the lions in certain places that came in and were killing some of the locals.
Yeah.
Or the elephants trampling through villages.
Yep.
I'm not
these
saying.
Things happen.
Yeah. I mean, we don't mean it like, blah, blah, this happens. Hey, rain, snow, and breezy then, snow and likely tonight, 41. We have a wind advisory and a winter weather advisory. All right, so that's between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m. There's a chance of rain after 1. Thunder is also possible near 41. Breezy with the south wind, 15 to 22 miles per hour with gusts up to 34 miles per hour today. Total daytime snow accumulation of around an inch is possible. Overnight lows tonight, 30. Tomorrow calls for rain, snow, then showers likely with a high of 48. And the overnight lows tomorrow night, I think will be the coldest that we have this so far since I've been reading the weather. Overnight lows of 24. Frost and sunny with Wednesday with a high of 51 and overnight lows Wednesday night 26. Mostly sunny on Thursday with 54, partly cloudy, then frost with 32. And then Friday, frost and mostly sunny with a high of 56. Weather is brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned in Anderson. It's a family-owned business where they do your gas and propane needs. 365-3793 with senior and veteran discounts.
And a veteran-owned business, yeah. Okay, right here in River City, the UPREP girls soccer wins ninth straight title. You know what they're going to do now? They're going to bump them up into a – no, I'm just saying this. Is it because they won nine straight, they're going to say they're too good for the league they're in. So we need to bump them up into the professional women's soccer. Okay, maybe not. UPREP boys are just kicking butt out there in basketball, too. So vacant store at the Anderson Mall caught on fire at the outlet, and they put it out, about $10,000 worth of damage. As you know, we had that snow that came through on Friday and shut down everything, except this, except the our people were in here, 6:30. Sue's husband brought her in their four-wheel drive truck at about 5:30 so she could do the news, and everybody showed up on Friday. It was heartwarming that these are people that work with us. You know, it's I never call them employees because that it puts a different connotation because they do things that are just spectacular. The East Palestine, even though it's spelled like Palestine, now people are starting to come up with some weird medical problems. This one guy says that he's had trouble breathing, and doctors say I definitely have the chemicals in me, but there's no one in town who can run the toxicological test to find out which ones they are.
Really?
He said in an extremely high-pitched voice, my voice sounds like Mickey Mouse. My normal voice is very low. It's hard to breathe. You know, it sounds like he's been, you know how you take the helium?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and the mayor's upset in there because of the fact that the horrible response that Buttigieg and President Biden have had about this, about what's going on there. 47,000 animals died, 33,000 of those which were minnows. It's all from the river. But now they're starting to find other animals further away that may have this problem. And, of course, the lawyers have descended on the town. Remember Erin Brockovich?
Yes.
She's there with her company, along with several others, holding town hall meetings. Stand by to for who was that? Norfolk Southern, the one that let me see, who was it? Norfolk Southern is the train company. Now, my thing is, should you know if you've got toxic waste or hazmat coming through your town? And as of right now, it's not clear that the it's not clear if the railroad companies have to tell a town or a county if they're hauling hazardous materials through. Like we have, what, 13 or 14 trains come through here a day.
Yeah, we've discussed this Friday. We've discussed it before.
Yeah, and I reached out to Barry Tippin, and he's, you know, he says there's nothing that he can find that says they have to do that. But it seems to me that if you're hauling hazmat through the center of a town,
yes,
that they should at least tell you that we're carrying 20 train carloads of hazmat. And that should at least let you know so that you can tell your first responders, hey, today at 2 o'clock in the morning or tomorrow morning at 2 a.m., they're going to be bringing 12 cars of hazmat through here, whatever it is. So at least they get a heads up because our people train all the time. It's not like they're not trained to do it, but at least they would know, hey, tomorrow we've got a load coming through, so, and just let people know about it.
We have a train coming through town, right? We live downtown. I mean, if I had children, if I had a baby, this would kind of freak me out. Like, I'm talking currently, if after hearing about what happened with Ohio should be, what do you call it? That should be like a training ground for America to decide what we need to do in order for this not to happen again. Chances are things can derail. There are always going to be accidents, but how do you prepare for that? Well, for a chemical leak.
A town that small does not have the capabilities. The county would have to be bringing people in. The state would have to be bringing people in. The water is still rainbow colored, and a independent air quality out of Texas A&M said that there's 9 chemicals in the air that they have found that could cause harm to people in long term. And a class action suit filed on behalf of hundreds of the residents alleged that Norfolk Southern went rogue when it decided to blow up the cargo in 5 train cars containing deadly vinyl chloride 3 days after the derailment, effectively poisoning the town and nearby region. About 1.1 million pounds of toxic vinyl chloride was spilled and later burned, sending thick black plumes of smoke into the air and contaminating soil and water sources, the suit claims. They said that the company says they consulted experts, including Governor Mike DeWine, after discovering 2 days after the crash that the pressure relief valves devices in one train car had stopped working. They said they had to take action in the form of a controlled burn to avoid what the company called a potential catastrophe failure of the cars. And the NTSB, National Safety Transportation Board, backs up Norfolk Southern's description of the rising temperature in one car. And anyway, it's nasty any way you look at it. It's this happened, but it just seems to me is that we should know if we have toxic materials coming through our town.
Well, let's campaign and make that happen. Well, we need to get
another can of worms. Another can of worms opened up at the city council. They're so happy when I walk in now. Maxwell Insurance and Financial is bringing us this segment. Now, you're talking about somebody that knows what they're doing. That's Judy Maxwell. She's been doing this since 1993. She's built her company into 2 separate divisions, insurance and financial management. If you're looking at what's going on in the stock market, 60% of people say they've got less money in their pocket in this past year than they had before. What about your retirement plans? What about your 401s? Give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. What about your insurance? Why don't you have your insurance looked at, too? And insurance division will take a look at that. We have insurance with Judy Maxwell. We've known her for a long time, and we have utmost confidence in Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Purple rain, purple rain.
Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call Shasta Beam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Welcome back. Did you just turn me up there? Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR.
Do we have music coming in? Or did I put my headphones on too late?
Too late.
What was the come-in song?
Accidentally in Love.
Oh.
Counting Crows.
Oh, we like that. Accidentally in Love.
Welcome back. That was me. I fell in love with you. Never regretted it. Would have married you the day I stepped off the plane.
Wah.
If there had been a chaplain at the bottom of the stairs when I got off that plane from Iraq, I'd have married you that day, right there.
That's too sweet. All right. So do you want to go over five things you need to know today? I love to go through these with you. Well, number one, first of all, let's talk about the winter storms. There's still obviously rain and harsh weather for the west coast of the Great Lakes following a similar string of severe weather last week. Approximately 284,000 homes and businesses were without power across the U.S. as of this morning. About half are in Michigan and central U.S. as hurricane force winds and thunderstorms tore through various states overnight. A gust of 114 miles per hour is recorded in Texas, equivalent to Category 3 hurricane. So they are expecting rain and high elevation snow. And I'm going to be calling my girlfriend in, who moved from California to Texas about 3 years ago.
That was really a surprise, too, because she and her husband had
diehard Orange Countyan.
Yeah, they liked it. And then one day they just said, you know what?
And it was really about, we're not going to be able to retire here. And they did well with their real estate. Trust me, they did really well with their real estate. And they ended up with buying a rental in Texas. And then but his son lived there. His son's in the film industry. And he based his family, also moving from California, and based as he's, he does major. He's on the road most of the time on large productions.
He's a technical guy.
He's a camera guy.
Yeah, well, it's a technical guy as opposed to, like, acting.
Right.
So he works very steadily. And anyway, but your next one here, that COVID-19.
The U.S. Department of Energy has assessed that the COVID-19 pandemic mostly came from a laboratory leak in China. The new assessment further adds to the divide in the U.S. government over whether the pandemic began in China in 2019 as the result of a lab leak or whether it emerged naturally. Various intelligence agencies have been split on the matter right now. There's not a definitive answer.
This is according to CNN, where other people will tell you that the FBI has said this, and now the the Department of Energy and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said they couldn't confirm or deny the Wall Street Journal's reporting on the Department of Energy's recent conclusion that the COVID-19 pandemic likely originated from an accidental lab leak in China. Now, we go back to the tech companies and, oh no, you can't say that. That's not true. And they censored everything like that. You go back to Fauci, saying it. It was obvious to a lot of people back then where it came from. It was in a lab that the United States, through Fauci, had been pouring money into and it wasn't to build a worldwide pandemic. It was for research, but in part of that research, if it did get released there, which it seems like more and more we're finding out that it did, the impact it's had on us. I sat down the other day, as we know, with a very liberal reporter, and we agreed on some things, and one of them was this impact that COVID has had on our economy and our children and the schools, and how the children have lost essentially a year, that scores on tests have dropped dramatically, all because of this hysteria that went through our country and in many states, including here, and the hypocrisy of the elite who were telling people to shut their businesses down, yet they worked for the government. So everybody in the government, nobody lost their jobs in the government, and they all were getting paid for every 2 weeks. But then Newsom telling people you couldn't go to a restaurant and then go into the French Laundry, a very expensive restaurant, and all these others, Pelosi and others, just ignoring it, but telling us this is what you have to do. It caused a division in this country. We just finished with Trump, and then this hit and caused even a further division. If you don't mask, I don't want you in my home. I mean, that's ridiculous. People that were pushing for mask, 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 and if you don't do it, you're not a good person, and you're endangering me, and then their spouses get it because they didn't mask when they were traveling someplace, you know, and other things that happened like this. And now we're starting to hear, okay, it did come from China on other reports. So what does that mean to people that stood up there and said to the American people, no, it didn't happen. Yes, mask work. And they didn't.
Well, I disagree.
I know.
With okay. That masking is a barrier for the nodes and the particles coming out of your mouth.
The droplets.
Yes, and that the cleaning of the hands.
I think that has a lot to do with washing your hands.
Those do matter. That does matter.
Flu just almost disappeared during that time because people were washing their hands, they were keeping a distance and all that. But
it does matter, and I still see people wearing masks. If you have an immune issue and you're out at Target or, you know, and you've got maybe you've just had COVID or you've been, you know, I understand why people would mask. I don't really have one available right now. If I think about it, that's not true. I have one in my computer bag. All right, number three.
Okay, I found one in a coat I hadn't worn for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And I wore it in the other day to a meeting.
Uh-huh.
And they just looked at me. And I just went, What? Yeah.
All right, number three, student loans. President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan goes before the Supreme Court tomorrow.
And it is in trouble.
Millions of student loan borrowers could see up to $20,000 of their debt canceled depending on the outcome of the hearing. It's unclear exactly when the Supreme Court will issue its decision, but typically the justices release their rulings by the end of the current term,
now,
around late June or early July.
Well, right now, it's going to get its day in court, as you just said. This is a $400 billion student loan forgiveness. But a lot of experts are saying it's in trouble for a variety of reasons. Biden's proposal would have forgiven up to $20,000 for some borrowers. And the justices are going to look at this because it's obvious that the Supreme Court has been making rulings that says agencies acting without clear approval from Congress can't do that. The elected representatives of our nation are the ones that make that decision, not an nameless, faceless agency. Okay, so some of the things on this is The Supreme Court is going to hear arguments tomorrow on two cases, one from Nebraska and one going against the Department of Education. And here's what's at stake. About 26 million borrowers applied in the few weeks applications were open last fall, and more than 16 million were approved before a pair of court decisions put that effort on hold. When has the government ever worked that fast? And it, they're saying 40 million people could be eligible for this. So then they come down. Here's the problem with it. Biden was prevented from extending an eviction moratorium tied to the COVID-19 pandemic. The government relied on a 1944 law that gives health officials power to make and enforce such regulations. Supreme Court struck that one down in 2021. They ruled against a restriction on power plant emissions and a climate change. The court ruled last year over dissent of three liberal justices that the administration doesn't have the authority to impose vaccine or testing requirements on employees. They're going to go through the major questions doctrine to strike down specific regulations that are not explicitly authorized in the laws. But it goes back to what gives students who took these loans out, what gives them the right to have these forgiven, to be paid for by people that didn't go to school? And what about the people that paid their loans off, like your brother and my sister? And I never had a loan. I paid my way through college. What about those people that did it? What impact does it have on them? Do they feel like, well, I was an idiot? This is the forgiveness. You know, if they want to revamp it in that way, like, okay, let us write off the interest on our loans, just like you would a mortgage. Okay. At least you get, you know, you're still paying it back.
We got to take a break. When we come back, hey, a new world record was broken. We're going to talk about that as well as some other.
That must have been me at the pancake eating.
We're going to talk a little bit about SpaceX. And some other highlights.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us this segment. You know, it's one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, getting 4 out of 5 stars, 5 out of 5 stars in specifically targeted categories, including heart attack, heart failure, lack of surgical complications, preventative care, emergency care. That's right, emergency care in the emergency room. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service.
30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling BNT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey there, friends. This is RC from Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar is Sin Compromiso Selección No. 2. This is one of the very best in our treasury of cigars. Made without compromise, this wonderfully crafted torpedo took years of experimenting using Japanese farming techniques. The result is a truly unique and complex smoke. Each cigar is gently soft-pressed and sleeved in Spanish cedar and available in very limited supply. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:35 in the morning here on the 27th of February. It is rainy. It's 39. Heavy rain soon coming in. The temperatures are dropping into the 20s. Sunny California. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. A good day to go down and get your haircut. They work by appointments only. If you give them a call at 530-244-9478. First, I didn't like it. I just like going in and getting my haircut anytime I wanted it. Yeah, there were times though I waited for 20 to 30 minutes. Now I can just call and say, hey, can you take me tomorrow at 10? Yes, we can. Or I can, oh no, not at 10, but how about 10:30? I'm in and out. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. I've never had a bad haircut there. And it's man's last stronghold. Linda used to come in.
You know,
did you? You come in and say hello.
I would come in and drop something off, and that would be like your space. Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah,
that's my space. That's
you
right.
Know,
I don't go to your salons. You don't go to my barbershop. And it's not a salon. It is a barbershop.
Okay.
Look it up.
Absolutely. Okay, so also on the Breakfast Browse, 2 million air fryers recalled due to fire hazard. Okay, so you may have one of your beloved kitchen gadgets, but this is on the recall list. A 23-year-old, this is what I want to talk about, a world record, a Swedish athlete, Armand Duplantis, cleared 6.22 meters, which is 20.4 feet, over the weekend.
Pole vaulter?
Pole vaulting.
Yeah. You know, my roommate in college was a pole vaulter.
Really?
And let me tell you, you've got to be a sprinter. And he wasn't built like your ordinary, you know, they're kind of lean upper body. His was, he had a lot of upper body mass. But he could use it to push himself up and
right.
over. But if you watch this, the way the pole bends
mm-hmm.
and the strength when they go up and then the coordination they have to clear it, kick back, and clear this thing is incredible.
Just think about the core. Well, every part of your body moving.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to talk about this. Mimi Mosley, of course, she at the Go Red luncheon. I mean, Mimi Mosley does the most incredible outreach and so many things that she does. But she just posted
something. She's just
something.
A generally nice
She's
lady.
Just really nice. She said in her post, which I think is really great, and she's, you know, she really does do a lot of reaching out on social media. Things I'm pondering. Many of you know I am not a fan of stereotyping people groups. I was reminded this morning that some have put me in a box because I've not stood in agreement with them on certain position. Does that feel familiar, Carl?
Occasionally.
While others have put me in a box on the other end of the spectrum for the same reason. Just because I agree with you on one position does not make me in your group or in their group.
I think a lot of people, and that's a real good point, because I agree with you about this doesn't mean I will agree with you about everything you're saying. Because, you know, I've got, you know, I think this, what you're standing for here is something I can support. But then this other thing you're talking about, I totally oppose it.
Well, what she's trying to say is, what are you assuming about others? Ever wonder why you get so enraged at certain topics? How's that working for you? Even as I write, I do the very thing I dislike others doing. You do not have to agree with everything on one side to see value in one aspect. I'm checking myself out, looking in the mirror and asking myself to change my ways. New language is needed to communicate better. Now, I don't know. What I loved about what you did with this guy, I mean, some people would say, oh my God, this liberal guy's coming in to cover something because he heard something about this town. I don't even want to go into details to throw fire on some stuff that was, you know, transpired with people saying outrageous things and people running away with outrageous comments on things that can sit, that included KCNR, some of the slanderous things that people say about us. But, so, you took your time and invited this guy who writes for this liberal, it's called, it is, well, I looked it up.
It's
I looked
called
it up
the
and,
Nation. It's
and,
called the Nation.
And that's what it said. It's a liberal magazine.
It is.
And when I looked up Wikipedia, that's what it said. Anyway, so I'm not calling it some liberal rag. I mean, that's what it's.
No, it's
Wikipedia.
It's been around since the 1870s.
Yes.
So I mean, or maybe even earlier than that. I mean, it has been around a long time, and I have a lot of respect for the guy that came up here because he did want to learn more. Now, will it turn into a fact that more about here's the politics, but it's more saying is that, but this is a town that.
Right. Now he could. You opened yourself up where a lot of people would not. So what you wanted to do as from a human aspect, here's who we are. Here's what we do. Look at Reading. Look at what we have to offer. There just simply wasn't enough time. And, of course, we were in terrible weather. But you walked across the bridge and all the things. But I think you were just being who you are, because being in the military, I am sure as a commander and somebody who is an officer, you didn't get to say, are you left? Are you right? What's your politics?
You didn't
get a chance. You didn't do that because you, on the battlefield, if we're in the fire in Reading, I would hope that you would not say, I hate my neighbor because they're so left or they're so right. I'm not even going to help them in a catastrophe.
But Reading proved in Shasta County and the North State proved that that wasn't the case when the car fire hit or other disasters. Everybody pulled in together. And that's what I wanted to try and get across, but I didn't want to talk about this today. I do have some good news.
Okay.
Trader Joe's. Now,
oh,
that's a national chain and all that, yes, has said that they are not going to go to the kiosk, self-checking out kiosk.
Okay. And
have you seen those things? Like the other day in Costco, they really got angry with me because I was in the their employees' lounge and I was drinking their coffee and everything. And they said, what are you doing in here? I said, well, I just checked out. I just, you know, I just checked myself out, so I figured I was an employee here. they got really excited and asked me to leave. I said, can I have a donut there? And I took, they gave me a donut and I left because I checked myself out. I spent an hour doing that, having the guy stand there next to me doing this and, you know, doing all those things. So I felt like an employee of Costco. I was going to ask about any health benefits on my way out. Now, Trader Joe's says they're going to continue to hire on-site staff as the company believes its employees are more important in the glitz and glamour of self-checkout. The bottom line here is our people remain our most valued resource, said Tara Miller, Trader Joe's Vice President of Marketing, said on Inside Trader Joe's podcast. While other retailers are cutting staff and adding things like self-checkout, curbside pickup, and outsourcing delivery options, we are hiring more crew, and we continue to do that. And I like that because take a look at this. Every time you use a self-checkout, and I will tell you I've done that, and I've got like one thing, and, you know, I just go over there and use it. It takes just as much time because, you know, figuring out the way to do it. But now I've pretty much got it down. But every time you do that, that's just one less employee Holiday Mart or Safeway has.
Yeah.
It's good to see that somebody's saying, hey, like our customers are important to us. We want to have enough employees there to help them.
And they're wonderful.
Have you walked through a grocery store sometimes trying to figure out where something is because they move them on a regular basis? At Costco. Okay.
Well, they move it at Trader Joe's, too.
Well, I'm an employee of Costco, and I don't even know where it's at.
Hey, speaking of businesses, Chick-fil-A. News. In Pennsylvania, introduced a new policy for customers that is gaining widespread attention. No unattended children under 16 are allowed to hang out in the fast food joint.
Well, they had an incident at one of the Chick-fil-A's that caused a lot of problems there.
We said we contemplated long and hard before posting this, but decided it was time. Many kids come from the restaurant when they're off school, often coming after and going to going locally a bounce park. Sometimes the kids lead to unacceptable behaviors, including loud conversations that oftentimes include explicit language, mistreatment of property, including leaving trash behind, vandalizing restrooms, and even stealing. Disrespecting employees and unsafe behavior like walking through the parking lot and drive-through lanes. It's not a pleasant experience, the Post says, and so they will require anyone under the age of 16 to be accompanied by an adult to stay and eat in the restaurant. If they are not with an adult, they must purchase food and take it to go.
Okay. All right, two public service announcements. Fraud Prevention Fair is going to be March 8th at Mercy Oaks.
Fraud.
It's going to go from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Don't become a victim of fraud in 2023. Learn how to defend yourself. Meet the district attorney's team, office fraud prevention team. Get valuable resources from state, local, and federal agencies. Learn how to better protect yourself from fraudulent business practices and scams. For more information, contact Breonna Haney at the Shasta County District Attorney's Office at 245-6322. The second one is there's going to be a fundraising dinner, live auction, and raffle at the Anderson VFW Hall on Center Street for the Legal Fund to Restore Second Amendment Rights and Open Carry in California. Master of Ceremonies, Chris Kellstrom, catered by Rocking Pea Barbecue. Tickets are $40, table of eight, $300, includes $200 in raffle tickets. Imagine, see, I wonder what they're going to be raffling off. Oh, guns and other things. Great raffle prizes. Proceeds go to the Second Amendment lawsuit. For more information, contact Mark at 227-6729. We'll be right back.
Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win.
drive-in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in a Holiday Market shopping center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a Happy New Year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today. And they just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR.
I'm out of breath.
Dancing. You're dancing. Carl and Linda Bach, it is Monday, the 27th of February. And Linda, why don't you hit everybody with the weather one more time?
All right,
because
here we go.
This is going to be an interesting week. People, it's just not the rain.
All right. So rain, snow, breezy, then rain, snow. Likely, and we have a wind advisory and a winter weather advisory. We may have gusts up to 34 miles per hour. Total daytime snow accumulation of around an inch is possible. Overnight lows of 30 with chance of rain and then some snow perhaps. Tomorrow, rain, snow, then showers, 48. Overnight lows tomorrow night, folks, 24. Are you ready to go out to the horse today? Oh, my gosh.
I am. It's going to be about 2 o'clock, I'm going to change the bandage.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about recording me and the horse rolling around in the mud.
Yes, Wednesday looks like frost and sunny, 51, overnight lows of 26, and then Thursday, 54, overnight lows of 32. Rainy, of course, snowy, and then we've got like a couple
I'm
days of
clear. I'm not hurting you. I've never hurt you. Why do you pull your leg away from me? That's the horse. That's not Linda.
Oh, okay.
No, that's the horse. And then after a while, she realizes it, and then head goes down. Do anything you want to my leg. But it takes me 45 minutes to get there.
So, anyway, 121
years. I'm not
going
to sedate her.
121 years ago today, John Steinbeck, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author whose novels include The Grapes of Wrath, East of Eden, and Mice of Men, was born in Salinas, California, who won the 1962 Nobel Prize in Literature for his realistic and imaginative writings, combining as they do sympathetic humor and keen social perception.
You know, he authored over 27 books, a lot of short stories and all these things. I wonder when it's going to be, well, you know what, we have to re-edit his book. Because, you know, he wrote this a long time ago, and Of Mice and Men, or Canary's Row, which was hilarious. You know, the other ones he's done is, you know, they just don't fit today's mores in society. By the way, talking about community, UPrep, I already mentioned UPrep girls soccer team won their ninth championship. So what happened? They played Friday. And what happened Friday? Snow, right? Mm-hmm. Well, if they couldn't get that field cleared, they were going to have to go down and play at the opponent's field. And the principal put the word out and asked for help, and over 40 volunteers showed up with snow shovels, and they cleared the soccer field. The community cleared the soccer field so the girls could play, won their ninth championship 4-0. We were talking about how Reading is a community that pulls together. I imagine there were Democrats and Republicans, independents, you know, Satanists, I don't know. But they were out there clearing the field. Well, hey.
27 years ago today, the world of Pokemon.
Oh, gosh.
Went public.
I could have gone the whole day. Maybe the rest
emerging
of the year.
Emerging from the mind of game designer Satoshi Tajiri, onto Nintendo Game Boy systems. $90 billion in total revenue.
L.A. County voters confirmed that they had removed, or Los Angeles County, I'm sorry, Los Angeles County in California confirmed that it removed 1.2 million ineligible voters from its rolls thanks to a settlement with the advocacy group Judicial Watch. The group announced Friday. They filed a lawsuit in 2017 on behalf of itself and four registered voters in the Los Angeles County. Election Integrity Project California, another public interest group, was also part of the lawsuit. Under the agreement, Los Angeles had to send 1.6 million address confirmation notices to voters listed as inactive on the voter rolls. And according to the National Voter Registration Act, which requires states to maintain accurate voter rolls, states and counties must remove from their voting rolls voters who do not respond to such mailers and do not vote in the next two federal elections. So they it removed 1.2 million from the rolls. Last year, the county revealed that 634,000 of its inactive voters hadn't voted in the past 10 years. Now, I wonder how I got a call, Kathy, or just send her an email. How often do we scrub the rolls? I've asked her that before, and she's told me, and I just forget. Mm-hmm. But if somebody hasn't voted in, what, two elections or something like that, do you send out a mailer? Because I'm thinking like Chico and here and Reading. Reading, which has a lot of Bethel students come in for 3 years, mm-hmm. 2 or 3 years. You know, they'll register to vote here, and that's fine. And then, but then they move back to where they were. Or they go on out to other places. Same thing with Chico, with the Chico State University, you know, California Chico State University. How many students are there that vote, and then they move on? They never come back to California, but they're still on the voting rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just seems like something we should be very, very aware of so that we have the people that are voting when we say there's so many people on the voting rolls that they are there, in my opinion.
And finally, 30 years ago today, Whitney Houston was crowned the longest ever chart-topping artist after I Will Always Love You hit 14 weeks at number one in the U.S. A favorite at weddings was written by Dolly Parton 20 years earlier. Houston recorded her version of the song for the 1992 film The Bodyguard. It was one of the best-selling singles of all time and holds the record for being the biggest single by a woman in music history. And no, I have never performed the song, just like I won't do People by Barbara Streisand. There's certain people that just, that's their song and that's it.
You've done Wind Beneath My Wings and done it.
That's different.
Done it very
that's
well.
That's different.
I really
Because
like
there's
song.
Been a male version and a female version. And
I think you and I should sing Islands in the Stream.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should try that sometime at a karaoke bar and see if they stay open.
You should let me sing in church. God would forgive me. You know, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, right? Though my noise I make may not be as joyful as yours.
When you sing from the heart, it's all that matters.
That's it. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Mark Story in here, and we're also going to have another organization that will be coming in talking about what they do in our community, another one of the many, many, many things. On Giving Tuesday this year, we gave, you know, Giving Tuesday in Reading was like $1.1 million that went out. Plus, and this is what I didn't know, you can volunteer hours.
Oh.
Too, as part of that, and we had over 9,800 hours, volunteer hours, in that, you know, for Giving Tuesday too. So 9,800 hours of citizens helping these different organizations with what they do. I didn't know you could volunteer hours.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. The, and of course, you know, we go back to, you know, when Reading was the third most giving community in the United States. You know, helping people. And these are all the kind of things you like to point out to other people to think that we don't care about each other. Just things like that. Okay, everybody, have a great day. It's going to get cold out there. It's rainy. Take care when you're driving. Remember, it's getting to 29 tonight. Things are going to be freezing on the road. So if you're out early in the morning, be careful. There's going to be ice out there. God bless America.
Down, gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.